KCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea, K224CQ Anahola, K205FM Honolulu.
The views and opinions expressed during this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily represent those of KKCR, its board of directors, staff, volunteers, or underwriters.
Well, there you go. Thanks, X-Man, for making sure folks know about the views and opinions. And we are here a little bit after 4 o'clock, and I just want to say thanks, Allison, for that outro. Always enjoy hearing Brother Iz on our community radio station. And Alice in Wonderland on a rainy Monday afternoon. Safe travels to you, sister. Thanks so much for the good vibes. And on the way in, Brother Josh and I were kind of hearing some tunes that made me think of days gone by. Aww. Yeah, a little bit of the past with some biggie breaks in there. I'm going to cue up my board here. And Laura Christine, I think you're on mic number 2. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right.
The one with the 2 on it.
The one on the 2. Yes, that is a 2. Although, you know, from a different perspective, it might be
a Z.
Yeah, right? Or kind of for the dyslexic mind of mine, an S. But it's kind of a backwards S.
It's an odd font.
It's an odd font. Yeah, speaking of odd fonts, Josh.
Yay. How are you?
How's that? Are you guys' headphones working?
Yes.
Somewhat.
Yeah, somewhat.
Somewhat.
Here we go. It is the Community Advisory Board meeting. It's the fifth Monday of the month. It's kind of our new thing. I don't know how long we've been doing this cab show. On the fifth Monday, but it's been years.
Yes.
I know the Monday Mix Plate format has been over 5 years, mm-hmm. maybe longer. And the Community Advisory Board is the, if you will, the sounding board for the Ke Kahu Foundation, the governing board of this here community radio station. So we have a little Kuleana, I guess, to host 2 meetings a year. And this is the first of the meeting schedule for 2021. I was looking, I was projecting as I was choosing, there's a cab radio show which falls on the fifth Monday of the month. And the next one is in May. And then the next one after that will be, I want to say, in August. And then there's another one in October, which I think will be our final meeting date. So I'm looking at you, Laura Christine, just to share that information out. We're brainstorming, looking at the schedule for 2021. Oh, my gosh.
Well, I mean, even though you only have to have 2 meetings, you could have...
More.
More.
We could.
How do you? I was going to say, how did you schedule the meetings?
It's the fifth Monday.
It has been that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's the cab show.
The
fifth Monday, because all Monday from 4 to 6 alternates. Like next week, it'll be Living Sovereign. But there's only so many fifth Mondays, and so we gave that to the cab show.
Oh, that's cool. And then throughout the year,
actually,
you're getting...
we used to. That was a station manager's report.
The Gee Whiz report.
It was there. You go. The Gee Whiz report.
Jerry Brocklehurst.
Mm-hmm. When we'd had that Monday, that was an oddball. What do we do with that? And I think at that time we were wanting to improve communications and create more opportunities for engagement.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And then you can cover your requirements for the nonprofit. Is that what the...
Oh, the CPB requires us to have a community advisory board.
And the CPB, if Alicia was here, she would want you not to just acronym it.
It's the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
All right.
And they give us a community service grant each year. About $70,000,
nice.
Just almost a third of our budget.
Mm-hmm. That makes it legit. That makes this station like legit amongst radio broadcasts.
In some ways, yeah.
Nice.
We're taking federal funds, or we're part of a larger, broader community of community radio stations.
Awesome.
And
we get audited every year to qualify for that.
Well, that's wonderful. I'm sure.
Yeah, it is. You know, it keeps you on your toes. It keeps you. Keeping the books right.
Helps you
stay
organized.
Stay organized. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's talk about a little. I know we've discussed it a little bit in the past, But it's happening now. The work that Kumu Kehau, who does an absolutely fantastic show on Tuesday mornings.
Aina Ike on the air.
Mm-hmm. And so for, because I'm at a loss, I can't really remember the name I know you do, so I will say, for our listeners' benefit, let us know, what is that?
The CPB also has funded our talk stories in the past, which most of our listeners probably know about, where a Hawaiian musician is interviewed and they play music.
Oh, yeah.
It's an hour CD. And this time, because we're lucky enough to have Kumu Kehau, we had her do one. It's going to be, it's called Novello, and it's about delving into Hawaiian culture and traditions and names, and it's about Waialeali. It has chants and olelo, and it's
cool. I love those.
It's going to be in production. It is in production right now. We should have it in a couple weeks. As soon as we get back on the air on the east, south, and west sides, we're going to have a fun drive, and that will be a mahalo gift for your donations.
That's another thing we'll be looking forward to in the, if you will, the next quarter of this calendar year. One, a fun drive.
Yes.
Two, the, if you will, kind of premiere or debut of the
Novello Volume 1. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And
very exciting.
The return to normal broadcasting for our community. And that's kind of an exciting...
Hopefully that'll be... in 2 weeks, we should be back on the air in Kapaa and Lihue, and then a little bit longer for South and West Side.
Mm-hmm. And so I really appreciate you coming to join us on the Cab Show to talk a little bit about station business.
Yes.
And you know, kind of a general manager's report that you do so well and admirably for the board of directors for the Kekahu Foundation for our listeners' benefit. That's kind of our governing board for our nonprofit, is the Kekahu Foundation, and they oversee the business of the
station,
radio station, and have hired you to do the excellent work that you do. So good job, board. And great
Thanks,
job,
Jimmy.
Laura Christine, for keeping us, you know, moving forward. And I know that this latest development with the and for listeners that
issues.
Can hear us, you're fortunate in regards to we still are out on the airwaves in some places with no problems. In other places, the only way you can hear us is online at www.kkcr.org. So thanks for listening. And our equipment went down kind of recently.
February 3rd.
Is that when it was?
Yes.
Yeah. What was the what was our?
We had to send our transmitter to Maine to get fixed, and then and we've also decided to move our transmitter location, and so that's what's taking so long.
It's the relocation of,
yes.
of the equipment.
Yes, but it'll be way better.
Mm-hmm.
It's just taking a while.
Yeah, yeah. And the challenges with that. I mean, we've. Some of our longtime listeners would know that, you know, that involves a helicopter ride to the very tippy top of, you know, some mountain region of Kauai along the ridge. And it's not just like you can drive the Toyota up there.
We've had some bad weather.
We've had some bad weather. Yes, we have.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, right? It's winter time.
Might not want to climb up a pole during this time.
Yes, right?
Yeah. Rainstorms.
Yeah, during the thunderstorm and lightnings.
All of that.
So we might not want to be up
very,
there.
Very, very frightening.
Yeah.
So what is our equipment up there? What is that? What do we have? We have a transmitter up there and...
yeah, that's it.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, our broadcast goes from here in Princeville to Kilauea.
That's our Crater Hill
site. Crater Hill site. And then from Crater Hill, we go to both the Molo'anahola transmitter and Kalepa takes us to Kihili and then off to Oahu.
So it's just kind of like a repeater going around.
Yeah, the topography of Kauai.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It makes radio challenging. But luckily we have Don Muswell. He's amazing. And
Don, the bulging muscle. Thanks so much, Don, for all the good. I was thinking, Dean Rogers would be a good
stamina.
A good, you know, another person, because he knows the equipment so well.
Yeah.
Former, if you will, station manager, general manager, and still current kind of tech whiz guy.
Definitely. He's our operating and engineering director.
Operating and engineering director. He's one of three professionals here on staff.
Yes.
Right? You being the, if you will, the boss. And then Lindsay Boogie.
Yes. Development music director and part-time volunteer coordinator.
Part-time volunteer coordinator.
Along with
stepping
me.
Up. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Along with my GM duties.
Whew. A lot of duties.
There's plenty of duties. There's lots to do. We've had a bunch of new volunteers lately.
Tell us a little
bit
about that and tell our listeners. And also, I want to just remind listeners that the purpose of the CAB show is for us to exchange information. And we're trying to be on the listening end. So if you have any comments that you would like to share, any current concerns or suggestions, the
Community
Advisory Board definitely is, like I said, the sounding board. And my goal, or our goal, for the Community Advisory Board is to report back to the Board of Directors of any suggestions, recommendations. In fact, once we get this information, I kind of make a little report to the Board of Directors, I being Jimmy Trujillo, the chair, I think I'm the chair of the... I'll go with the chair.
So if you have a question or a comment, 826-7771.
That would be the one.
Or 808-826-7771.
Operators are standing by.
Did you know that
thumbs and all?
Even local calls are going to have 808 coming soon?
No.
Yeah, they're going to have a special suicide number, like 911. It's a different, I think it's 988.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure which it is. But because of that, in order to make that work, even local calls, you're going to have to add the 808.
Wow.
Yeah, that is kind of wild. We've got a caller, so
I'm going to get that paper.
Answer the phone and put you on hold.
An automatic.
And then I will put you on the air.
A direct.
And this call, I have to make sure that I do this correctly. Caller, you are live on the air. And if you don't want to be on the air, just let me know and we can kind of reverse the motion. So thanks so much for joining us.
This is Kiahi and Squash Blossom.
Oh, terrific.
Hey.
We've expanded our Community Advisory Board significantly.
All right.
Thanks for joining us.
I don't know if we should call this line or you want us to call the other line, but we are here and we're participating in the Community Advisory Board meeting.
Oh, thank you so much. So, Dr. K and Squash Blossom from, are you guys in Wailua right now or in Kapaa?
Turn off your
we're
radio.
In Kapaa.
The radio's off.
Our radio is off, and we are in Kapaa.
Okay. You are in Kapaa. Right on. Well,
yes.
Dr. K, we won't have to keep you on for, for a long time, but, you know, I want to just open the dialogue with your perspective of how things are going. You can share. I do hear kind of a weird
speaker for
something going on.
This is off, right? Okay. Yeah. Three is off.
Okay.
You want? I can try to call back in, but
it was Jimmy's fault.
No.
I had a computer switch on, so
okay.
We're much better.
All right, so I did have a comment about, you know, and I won't go on too much. I don't want to say anything that's unnecessary, but I did want to kind of add a little bit to what you were saying about the situation with the repeaters and transmission. And I've been following a little bit of what's happening to our signal and, without really drawing any conclusions, I just wanted to throw out there, you know, I don't know if there's people out in the community that are part of our community that are maybe not so much in support of Kauai Community Radio, but just wanted to say that if they have any kind of criticisms of the radio station in general, or you know, anything that we can do to improve our services, I think that it now would be a great time to hear from those people, you know. And as far as you know, any kind of, sentiment to stifle our our voice out there. I just want to open up the discussion for whatever needs to be said. But otherwise, you know, to all those troublemakers out there that might not like the messages that we're putting out there, you know, I feel like it's a good time that for the world and the country and the people of Kauai to exercise their freedom of speech, and this is one of the ways we do it. And you know, for anybody out there that thinks that we shouldn't be doing that, well, you know, we're coming for you. So just wanted to put that out there.
There we go. Dr. K, I've got to play this one more time.
The views and opinions expressed during this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily represent those of KKCR, its board of directors, staff, volunteers, or underwriters.
There we go. So I feel a little bit more comfortable to talk about this. I know that, if you will, and I'm looking at Laura Christine at the moment, she might not be the most comfortable with some of the information that we're sharing.
No, it's fine. It's
well,
fine.
I think it's a challenging dynamic.
Well, I think, you know, and I just want to say, like, the last time someone complained to me about KKCR, I got them to come on the air, and they're now a host of a show. So if you don't like what you're hearing, come and say something else. That's my thoughts on it.
Yeah.
I think this is a very safe and, you know, fair forum. And, you know, as you guys know, the show that I do on Wednesdays is called Equally Sovereign. And, you know, that basically gives everyone an equal voice and an equal power. That's the whole idea. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's one of the principles that we promote at KKCR. And so that goes the same for people that love what we do as well as those that dislike what we do. We don't want to discriminate against any of those voices out there, including our own. So... definitely want to open up the you know, platform for anything that should be said or needs to be said, and put it out there, because, you know, this is about equality and freedom of expression, and we kind of frown upon the opposite as far as censorship and that type of thing.
Yeah, no, that's one of the things. I was like, when I was thinking, what do I want to talk about on the radio, on the cab show? And because I've had a lot of questions on Facebook, I thought that was an appropriate thing to bring up. And so I really was appreciative of, because on Thursday when I asked Laura Christine to join us, she was like, you know, I might be at the dentist. I'm not sure if I can.
It's embarrassing. I went to the dentist today and no one was there. And so I looked at my text and it was tomorrow. It's embarrassing. So I thought today was March 30th. Straight as a board.
Yep.
Drove to Kapaa. But anyway,
I hate when I do that.
I'm happy to be here. Thanks.
So, I'm happy that you guys are all here as well, and happy to be a part of this. And just want to clarify, you know, and I'm glad you played that disclaimer, Jimmy. And just want to clarify, when I added that little bit about, you know, we're coming for you out there, I say that in the most diplomatic way, is that I consider myself a law-abiding human being, and we're looking at all legal methods of having equality and expressing equality, and you know, again, we frown upon censorship, and I think that's important to address that in all its forms. So, you know, it was not meant to be a hostile thing or anything, but it is meant to be a voice of the you know, the underdog, let's say, that often doesn't get to their message across. And I think that the station provides that forum that a lot of people really need, especially now.
Right on. I agree. And I really appreciate some of the volunteers who have also kind of been pursuing, you know, if you will, redress, seeking out justice for our community radio station to be able to access their equipment and repair it and then put it out for community consumption like we have for the last 20 odd years.
24.
Yeah, very odd years. 24 of them. 24 of us. We should celebrate that.
We should celebrate.
In fact, I kind of look forward to the 24th birthday party. It won't be a Zoom party, right?
Not a Zoom party.
Not a Zoom party.
Hopefully it doesn't have to be a Zoom party.
Mm-hmm.
God willing.
So, Dr. K, thanks so much. I know you were thinking about traveling maybe. I'm going to quiz you or just ask, where were you thinking of going?
We were thinking about visiting family up in the Northwest, I guess. Oh, Midwest.
Making a long trip.
Yeah, and possibly... California as well, but mm-hmm. that kind of got put on hold. We had a few things to take care of here before we ride off into the sunset for a short period. But yeah, so happy to be here as always.
Right on, and you know, April is Earth Month, and I was thinking for out of the box. Doing some highlights of...
I heard you trying to rope Mel Raposo into hosting your Earth Day event.
We'll see. I hope Mel's open to the idea, and we'll continue to work the avenues of communications to get some more... broaden the listening audience.
Mm.
I think Wednesday coming up, I want to suggest it's the 14th. Wednesday, April 14th. And, you know, some folks, probably listeners, have heard us talk story about the eco forums that have been kind of happening. Surf Rider, Zero Waste Kauai, as well as the Kauai Coalition, Kauai Climate Action Coalition, KCAC, or as some folks call themselves, CAC. And the Wednesday forum for April is going to feature carbon pricing. Mm. And Chancellor Helen Cox, former Chancellor Helen Cox, is going to be helping to lead that discussion.
Nice.
And another gentleman named Ron Riley. So don't get that confused with Ron Wiley. It won't be Ron Wiley on KKCR. It will be Ron Riley.
Ron Riley.
And Ron
from
Riley.
Kong?
Not from Kong. He is from Captain Cook, Big Island, I think, is where he's residing now, but has spent time here on Kauai. He's actually from, he's Kiwi. He's Pakeha from Kiwi. Mm. So,
I wonder. This has to do with like carbon credits and something.
Carbon credits, yeah.
Mm.
And the kind of future. Dr. K, are you familiar with some of the strategies that are being developed to, I guess, tax? I guess there's a fee that carbon consumers or carbon producers.
From what I know, it's like an offset of pollution. Like if you're polluting. So if your factory is polluting like X amount here, you can offset that pollution by creating a carbon sink somewhere else. Like, so like we dedicate this portion of the forest.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to say that this portion can produce so much oxygen and take away so much carbon. So we're going to take that credit and apply them here, you know, somewhere else though. So it works in a world stage, but I don't know how that makes sense.
Yeah, I don't either. Like, so I'm going to learn a lot on
China.
Mm-hmm.
Like in China,
you basically
you're
basically buying the right to pollute. I guess.
Yeah.
That's
right.
That's how I want to say. And I think we just lost a phone call. Hold on.
That's how I understand it too. You can, as long as you preserving so much of the rainforest, or you got so much acres producing oxygen or mm-hmm. sequestering carbon, mm-hmm. You're allowed to pollute so much of the.
Well, you basically are buying that. I guess that good behavior from other people, so that you can take the credit for that. You know, you're compensating someone for doing the right thing, so you can do the the wrong thing, essentially.
You can continue to do
backwards.
The wrong thing. Right. I think...
yeah, exactly.
Gordon Labette's one of the... part of the...
Kauai Earth Connection.
Kauai Earth Connection.
It's third Monday.
Third Monday with...
No, second. Sorry, second.
There we go. So it's the second Monday after
from
the third Tuesday or something like that. Yes. With they share that Monday mix plate with Maka'ala's Makai Watch.
Makai Watch.
And so, I think Gordon Labette's was kind of portraying it as a right to continue to pay for pollution. Kind of the scheme.
It's
but
better than just polluting without paying for it.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
It's
maybe
kind
not.
Of, it's kind of... it's not the best solution,
right?
But it's a solution that, you know, mm-hmm. that it can come up within the system right now.
Yeah,
and you know there might be some good benefits in them. You know, if you can come up with the right programs to run them, you know, and it's not just like we just like land banking. It's actually like we regenerating some area,
right?
You know what I mean? We're
like when they do, you can build this big development, but you have to build so much low-income housing. It's kind of like that.
Right, right. And use materials that are going to be less harmful for the environment. Or, yeah, it's what kind of trade-off? And
we'll
again,
plant a forest over here if we can mm-hmm, desecrate mm-hmm. over there.
Right, right.
Yeah. I mean,
well, we'll find out more from because I think what this is, I think part of the presentation being sponsored by Citizens Climate Lobby, and which is a national organization that has done a pretty good job of lobbying at the federal level for legislation to be considered. So there isn't a bill right now at the moment being considered,
no.
But I think at the federal level there is, and there's hope for the climate citizen climate lobby group because of the Biden administration to at least consider what Donald Trump wasn't going to consider at all.
I think to some extent they're already like trying to roll out programs in that
right
in that whole, you know,
because
I think the cover cropping bill, I think that has to do something with carbon sequestration,
right?
Right. Do you know that?
Mm-hmm.
The big cover cropping bill
mm-hmm.
that is, I think that's going to be the big one for the state actually, because of all of the fallow land.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a big opportunity for the state to
grow hemp.
Hemp, or even just to land bank. You know what I mean? Just to
put that into production.
Hold off development. You know, maybe
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and kind of use that vacant land. And have that be in credit instead of like something they got to figure out what to do with, because
mm-hmm.
the cost of having that sit versus the cost of turning them into a development is like too much to let go. You know what I mean?
Well, and if people in Chicago are willing to pay for trees to be planted in, say,
Kilauea.
Thank you.
or even like down west side, the whole west side mountain, the whole mountain, that whole west side, Kuke,
mm-hmm.
you know
mm-hmm.
what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That used to all be sugarcane, you know, Mauka side.
Right.
Like you reforest that whole side. I mean,
get into a very aggressive tree planting campaign.
Yeah, you change the whole system over there. You might reintroduce that whole swampland. You know what I mean? You might put that whole area back underwater if you revitalize that watershed, though.
Mm.
You know what I mean? With
mm-hmm.
trees
mm-hmm.
and stuff, that might not be the best, you know what I mean, for the long... I mean, I don't know.
Those
you
folks know? At PMRF might be a little upset.
Well, they're already dumping out fresh water, you know, about millions of gallons already.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just... To me, I think, you know, some of our burdens right now, we could maybe capitalize on them, I guess, in a sense, because all of the millions of gallons of water that just run off of our island, like, you know, we should bottle that or something. You know, put it in a pipe or something. You know what I mean? Because there's plenty of people there's droughts everywhere.
Right.
You know what I mean? And they're not shipping water anyway from places. You know, how come we're not shipping? There's, I don't know how many millions of gallons just had poured off of our islands these past few weeks. And, you know, I mean, I just think we could just fill up some bladders, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I almost think, like, how come we're not creating our own little little islands, you know what I mean, outside, like just man-made islands that we created, you know what I mean, like going up the Northwest or something, you know. We're stuck in this. There's no creativity on most of it. We're just kind of like waiting. We're just on this rock. That's our.
Just working hard to pay our rent. Time for being creative.
Right. We just one of the depots on the train line over here.
Right.
The east to the Orient, the east to west Orient, where one of the stops on route.
The stagecoach.
Route 60, 66, or Route 69, whatever. What is the one that comes after the box?
Route 61.
Route 61, yeah.
Highway 61.
Yeah, we're just one of the, the whole state of Hawaii is just one stop on Highway 61 as it goes around, you know what I mean?
826.
Where is DJ Slim when you need him?
It's not after this.
I just want to, because I'm, if you will, scrolling through my Facebook feed and there, DJ TOD, back in the house on a Tuesday.
Did you hear it?
I did. I was so excited. It was one of the, highlights of the day. It was to, if you will, hear a little,
TOD and Adrian Orange.
Diamond Sheet. Oh, I missed that part.
On the Homegrown Garden of Bluegrass.
It was a little bit more zanier than usual.
Yeah. And funkier.
Yeah. Oh, definitely funkier.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. Frank Zappa can, only go so far.
Right.
But, add a little DJ TOD in there, and X-Man, he was just laughing it up.
Well, he's there every week. It's just recorded.
That's it. So, Homebody Girl and X-Man, if you guys are enjoying this Monday afternoon, radio.
826-7771.
Give us a shout. Send us a text. Up to you.
I was talking about having to dial 808, and I found the paper.
Oh, good. Dr. K, I'm going to interrupt you again. Dr. K, apologize for cutting you off there with my big fat fingers.
Beginning October 24th, 2021, you must dial 808 plus the telephone number for all local calls on. And after that date, local calls dialed with only 7 digits may not be completed, and a recording will inform you that the call can't be completed. And the reason they're doing that is the FCC has adopted 988 as a new 3-digit number to be used nationwide to reach the National Suicide Prevention and Mental Health Crisis Lifeline. Wow. And that's going to start July 16th, 2022. And in order to make that work, you're going to have to dial 808 before every
number.
That
just 808?
But does anyone really dial anymore?
808.
Yeah,
who dials?
Right? Everyone just has the name in there.
Right, exactly.
I know like 2 numbers, my son and my boyfriend. That's it. Anyway, I just wanted to be clear on
part
that because I
kind of
mentioned it and I didn't have the paper with me.
Can I see
that? But it's not till October 24th, 2021.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. The 24th.
I know. I thought that was odd too.
Yeah.
And have they been working on trying to do this for a while?
I don't know.
FCC?
I don't know. That's just from Hawaiian Telcom. It came with our bill.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. That is interesting. And if I flip over the flyer, really specific, this page intentionally left blank.
Yeah, that's important. They want to waste paper on your telephone bill.
Mm-hmm. Page 6 of 6. At least we're clear on the intention.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's very odd.
Well, I mean, I think it's good because especially in these last year or so, there's a lot of suicides. It's important that it's easy for them that they don't have to remember 10 digits to call for help.
Well, that's why I made that statement of like, were they working on this for a while or this thing like.
Is it pandemic related?
Maybe yeah. Or is this like a trend because like all of a sudden
there's always been a lot of suicides. But I think maybe this made it happen faster.
Well,
it's one of the few good things of a pandemic. It's causing a lot of people to look at things harder than they maybe
bring attention to mental health.
Yeah, and other things too.
Yeah.
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 Should we talk about KKCR and how you can get a show if you want to get a show?
I'd love to share that information out.
We have several new volunteers volunteering. The steps required to get a KKCR program are you donate 30 hours.
Or $100,000.
No. Oh. There's no buying a show. That doesn't work. You have to actually work. You have to do
what?
30 hours of volunteer work.
Where'd all that money go that I gave you guys? Just kidding. Just kidding.
And then after you've volunteered for 30 hours, and volunteer work varies, sorting music, compiling our archive of music, putting CDs on a computer, sweeping, yard work, filing, paperwork, databasing. There's
a variety of tasks.
Plenty of tasks you can do to help us out. And then
30 hours, do you have to do that in a certain amount of time?
Nope, or you can just... It can take you 3 years to do your 30 hours. We don't have a time limit on that at all. Right. And then once you do that, then we start training you. And training takes probably like 3 or 4 sessions, three hours each maybe. And then once you're proficient on the board and all the computers and all you have, the things you have to do, you take a test. You get a handbook that the test is based on, basically. You take a test and you have to pass the test, and then you do a demo. So we have a production studio, and you'd sit back there and act as if you were on the air, play some tunes, talk, or whatever it is your show's about. And then Lindsay and I and you will go over your recording and give you some helpful hints. And once you hear yourself, you'll kind of know what you need to do. And then you put in a program proposal, and then as slots become available and your timing works with the timing that's available, you have a show. It's a miracle. Recent shows, Annie, Good Times Radio. She's on
Wednesday.
Wednesdays from 6 to 8.
Yeah, a bunch of Wednesdays, a bunch of new ones, yeah.
Kaden has a new show. It's called Bootleg Mixtape. It's from 10 to midnight. We also have a new show with Lisa Lee, who came to our open house, which was right before the pandemic started.
Oh, a year ago.
Just a little over a year ago, she came to our open house. And then she just got a show. She's alternating with Taj on Sundays from noon to 1.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of show is she doing? Is it similar to Taj's show?
It's called Let's Get Intimate.
Uh-huh.
And it's like kind of deep. Diving deep into a band or an artist, and then playing some music and talking about the artist.
Yeah,
it's just
a nice
an hour
concept.
Show, but like she couldn't do a night. Like we have some 10 to midnight slots open, but other than that, we're pretty full. So she's doing the second and third Sunday of every month, and Taj does the first, fourth, and fifth, if there's a fifth.
Yeah, because every now and then there's a fifth.
Yeah. But then we have another new volunteer, Arlo. He's just started training. And another one, Mark. And I think they're both going to have great shows. And both of them have a little bit of experience already.
And so if folks want to get in touch with you or they get in touch with Lindsay Boogie, just leave
either
a message.
One of us, 826-7774. The volunteer application is online. You can go ahead and download it and just email it to us. It's on the website on the contact page, but it's gm@kkcr.org or kkcr@kkcr.org. Or usually calling us is easiest, 826-7774. And we're always looking for new people. Things change all the time. I don't know if you knew that Cousin Rich is going to be leaving us soon.
Oh, he has been with us
forever.
So long.
And
long as I've been on this radio station.
He does the jazz show tonight.
Uh-huh.
I think tonight might be his last jazz show.
No way. Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm kind of thrilled to be here on a momentous occasion like that.
Might have one more. But, yeah. And then I know April 4th is his last classical show, which is Sunday morning, 7 to 9.
Yeah, because he does a Sunday morning classic, and then he fills in for...
He does alternating jazz shows with
Sunset
Richard.
Jazz and Can You Dig It Jazz?
Yes.
Is the Sunday guy that does the animals...
That's Saturday. Dr. Basco.
He's in the house over here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He comes here, yeah.
Okay, I thought that was like...
a canned reproduction.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
He might have some
Yeah, every once in a while he tries to get us to play a recording.
And I'm trying to think of who does a really good job on a Monday Mix Plate. Carrie, who does
Carrie Valentine.
The In and Out, right?
Inside Out.
Inside Out.
Yeah, relationship program. And, yeah, he had to move to Maui temporarily, but he'll be back.
So I noticed that he does a lot of pre-recorded stuff. Paul Massey, who does a fantastic Wednesday, midday in the garden on the farm, or on the farm.
He's usually here, even though he's playing a recorded interview, because he takes our rubbish out. So does Cousin Rich. So we're really going to miss Cousin Rich. He does so much for us.
Yeah, he's going to find a trash man.
Yeah.
Some compost koi action.
Yeah, taking all the recycling.
There we go.
Because we don't have a dumpster. The trash man doesn't come here. We're too jungled up.
Right. Too far away, off the beaten path.
Yeah.
We are too far off the
beaten
path.
And we're over the bumpy path now. Did you notice?
Yes.
We have to go the back way to the station now, and it's through Princeville, and they have, 20 bumps?
Speed bumps.
Yeah, there's so many bumps.
Right.
Not to mention the potholes. You know, and it made me think about jobs in the future. Getting into asphalt and heavy equipment operators. We're gonna need a little bit of that for a while. In fact, today, I heard that we were under a flash flood.
This morning.
I
found that Richter.
What? That was kind of nuts. And hopefully everybody's high and dry.
Bridge is back open.
After the show, I'll be high and dry.
Certainly. I mean, it's not open right now, but at 5 or something, it's going to reopen tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Like that.
When the tide. Right? I mean,
maybe the bridge is still closed. I don't know. In the message, it said that there was raining up in the mountains, and that's why.
Speaking of messages, I've got a message about Waipaw Farmers Market on Tuesday from 3 to 6 p.m. It will be temporarily relocated to Aina Ho'okupu O Kilauea, which is the Kilauea Community Agricultural Center, located on the right-hand side of Kilauea Road, also known as Lighthouse
Road.
On
the way to the lighthouse. On the right,
so if you
the
want
Christian
more
Academy.
Information about
is that, where Yoshi is, it?
Yes,
it is. Give Paulina a call at 634-8102, Paulina at the Kauai Food Hub, and that's for Tuesday's market
in the afternoon,
3 to 6 p.m.
Okay,
and it's temporarily being relocated to the Kilauea Community Agricultural Center, Aina Ho'okupu O Kilauea, and this is kind of update, right? This is fresh information that folks might find useful. the Honolulu Public Access Schedule.
Oh, nice.
Morning access starting at 5:30 to 7:45. And then
5:30 a.m.?
5:30 a.m. to 7:45 a.m.
Oh, that's early.
And then in the afternoon from 1:45 to 2:30 p.m., except Wednesdays. And I guess Wednesdays has been affected by maybe Honolulu School. 12:45 to 1:30 is the access in the afternoon. And then evening access from 5:45 to 10 p.m. So vehicles will be escorted through the work zone by a pilot vehicle. A detour for heavy trucks is via Kahaku Road, Le'opapa Road, and Honolulu Plantation Road. Heavy trucks will not be allowed at Honolulu Hill until further notice due to concerns with loads on the highway near the landslide.
Oh, that's why it says truck detour.
Yeah.
That makes more sense. Yeah, Lindsay did it this morning. She came from Honolulu this morning, and she said she just had to wait a few minutes. It wasn't too bad, like the back-and-forth traffic.
So if you need or want more updates, you may find that at hidot.hawaii.gov. So one long word, hidot.hawaii.gov. And Lindsay Boogie with a little repeat, little, yeah.
No, I also just got an update that the Honolulu Bridge is closed.
It is closed.
Yeah,
Honolulu
I didn't
Bridge
know that.
Is closed.
Yeah.
Thanks for that update.
So they're not going to open at 5.
Stay tuned, I guess.
There we go. Well, we'll check our DJ at KKCR.
And if you're making a plan to go down there, you can call 246-1725, and that's road conditions, and they will let you know if the Honolulu
Bridge is closed. One more time,
246? 241. It's right there, Jimmy. 241-1725.
There we go. Road conditions, 241-1725 for those who are hard of hearing. 241-1725.
That's 241-1725.
Right on. Yeah, so I just really do appreciate all the good work you're doing for us, Laura Christine. Thanks for informing the community and keeping our community radio station on the air. And trying to get us on the air all over the place.
It's going to happen soon.
Mm-hmm.
Hang tight.
Isn't that cool? In a couple of weeks, we'll be loud and clear in Kapa'a. And
Lihue. Almost to, like, some good days, Poipu.
Uh-huh.
And then, and then we're also simultaneously working on the west and south sides. But that's going to be a little bit longer than 2 weeks, probably.
And the next board of directors for the Kekahu Foundation, do you happen to know roughly when are they scheduled to meet?
I think it's in April.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure.
Coming up?
I can't remember.
I'll find out from Steve Thatcher.
Yeah.
He'll
when was the last one? Was it January?
You know, I can't
remember. It's every 3 months,
usually.
It
was not too long ago. It was one of those, there's a meeting. Okay, great.
Yeah, it felt like it was recent, but... maybe not.
It was kind of recent. And, you know, this whole COVID thing, I mean, what a year.
Yeah.
What a crazy year. And
what a nutty year.
Yeah. You know, on the drive up, Josh and I were just talking about, you know, what is normal going to be like?
And when's it coming?
And it's not going to be normal.
Yeah. I think that was one of the hardest things for me is not knowing, you know, how long it was going to, you know, just if they would have said, oh, okay, in July, everything will be normal. Or if they even could today say, you know, okay, September 15th, you can go to concerts. Everything's like it used to be, you know, but they still don't know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, I don't want to be doom and gloom, but like, who's to say there isn't going to be another one right behind this one?
Right.
Different one.
Well, and
true that.
The surges that are inevitable. Because that's kind of how things work, I guess. You know, even though people are vaccinated and people are we're developing herd immunity, there's going to be continued variants that will make things a little bit hectic.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, we're living. We're alive. We should be thankful for that.
We're breathing.
We're breathing. But economically, it's been such a challenge for so many people.
So devastating, you know.
Yeah, that's a great word for it. Devastating.
You know, for businesses and for children, like, I can't imagine having a little kid right now. And just even my son, who's 27, like, is struggling with, you know, this whole... new world we're living in.
Yeah, my daughter's college experience has been severely impacted by...
It's just really, really tough.
Yeah.
I just, you know...
And just the, I don't know what you would call it, just the enormity. I mean, it's just like so...
And world, you know, the whole world.
Right.
It's not just, you know, like a 9/11, which, you know, seems more just... United States thing, whereas this is just there's no stone unturned. Is there any place that hasn't gotten it at all?
Right, right.
No.
Like Samoa or Fiji.
Oh no, or they haven't got the COVID.
The vid. Yeah,
or been locked down and stuff.
Right,
right.
Mostly everywhere, I think, has been
somehow impacted.
Yeah,
and then even if their people didn't get it, their economy got it probably.
Right.
You know, they just it's been really difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Except for Amazon's doing great, and
Tesla.
A few people are getting even richer.
CVS,
no doubt. but
those folks at Pfizer doing very well.
Yeah,
these
I saw
days.
all those The stock prices for autos is like up. They have record sales, record. It's such a. It's so funny, man.
Is it?
It is. To me, it's comedic. I gotta laugh. I just.
You gotta laugh.
Thanks,
I
Josh.
Gotta laugh just because, like, you know, like. I don't know. It's just comedic, you know? It's such a satire. It's like, you know, it's almost like. Better than any movie that you could have come up with. You never thought that
life better than any
that life would have been so like ridiculous, like This is so, it's very entertaining, right?
Until 8 p.m. At 4:56 p.m., the river gauge at the Hanalei Bridge is at a dangerous level. Hazard, flash flooding caused by heavy rain. Source, stream gauges. Impact, flooding in drainages, streams, rivers, roads, properties, and other low-lying areas. Public road closures possible in some areas. Landslides are possible in steep terrain. Some locations that will experience flash flooding include Lihue, Kapaia, Kalahil, Princeville, Kealuea, North Fork, Wailua Trails, Wailua Homesteads, Wailua, Omaha, Lawati, Kolua, Anahola, Hanalei, Moloata, Guipu, Wainia, Hanapepe, Wailua River State Park, Puhei, and Hanamaulu. A flash flood watch remains in effect through Tuesday afternoon for the entire island. Stay away from streams, rivers, drainage ditches, and culverts, even if they are currently dry. Do not cross fast-flowing or rising water in your vehicle or on foot. Turn around, don't drown.
To your community radio station in the middle of the pandemic, in the middle of the Pacific, and in the middle of a flash flood warning. So if you are paying attention, you are listening to Kauai Community Radio, KKCR, Hanalei, KAQA, Kilauea, K224CQ, Anahola, K205FM, Honolulu, and streaming worldwide at www.kkcr.org. Right. And the signal, you'll find us at 90.9 FM here on the beautiful North Shore, 91.9 FM most places, 92.7 Anahola, Moloa'a, and 88.9 FM Honolulu. Send us an email if you'd like at kkcr.org. Is that DJ at KKCR.org.
Or KKCR at KKCR.
One or the other. And that was a very interesting...
The bridge is closed.
The bridge is closed. We are under
actually,
a flash flood.
Maka always says it's not the bridge. The bridge is fine. It's the road before the bridge
gets
is
inundated.
Flooded.
Mm-hmm.
The bridge doesn't flood.
Not yet.
The road before it floods.
Oh, right. Yeah. So,
say it right.
The bridge is inaccessible.
Right, you can't
from
cross the
one side of the other.
Mm-hmm.
Because the road's flooded.
Who was the engineer on that job? That's what I want to know.
I think it's kept hotels at Hanalei.
Right.
One thing you can say about
mm-hmm.
that bridge.
Mm-hmm. I did have a conversation with someone about right, like what did that. The designation.
They tried to... They're actually, I heard a rumor that they're trying to put a stoplight on both sides.
Oh, really?
To regulate the alternating.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That would make sense, I mean, just because...
Yeah, except it's going to be like the one in Safeway in Kapaa, and you just sit there and no one's coming.
Oh, right.
Well, I think they can figure out the alternating.
Yeah.
We can do it.
We've
been
can
doing
do
it for... Forever.
Since get those that sign, bridge came. Right. Sign, yeah,
so we did the top of the hour as cars. Far as our station ID goes. But I do want to let our listeners know that this Community Advisory Board and the Monday Mix Plate show is made possible by KKCR's sustaining members in partnership with the good folks at Kalaheo Chiropractic. Wait a minute. A Bliss CBD. Oh, man.
And?
Should have been better prepared for this. Ho'olono Natural Remedies.
Nice.
And we say mahalo for supporting Kauai Community Radio.
Kalaheo Wellness Center, natural pain relief services, providing gentle chiropractic, acupuncture, therapeutic massage, nutritional wellness, postural training, cold laser therapy, and spinal decompression, Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., 332-5580 or kalaheochiropractic.com.
Ho'olono Natural Remedies, Kauai-made farm-to-bottle herbal preparations for optimal health. Herbal cough and cold relief, salves and tonics, mamaki tea, cultured noni juice, and more. Ho'olono Natural products can be found at health food stores or online at hoolono.com.
Abliss CBD. Choose from 500 milligram organic CBD oils and rubs, 1,000 milligram crystals, tinctures, e-vape juice, and 10 milligram all-natural beverage minis. Crafted from THC-free certified hemp CBD. Available for purchase direct in Kama Aina from local owner. 808-631-3222. Thank you, KKCR.
And mahalos for supporting Kauai Community Radio. We are pivoting into the second hour. It's just a little bit after 5:04 according to this computer, 5:05 according to that clock. And
what's your phone say?
What does my phone say? Tick,
tick, tick, tick. The right time.
Yeah, 5:04 on my phone.
I got 5:04.
And just in case you didn't hear that, we are under a flash flood watch warning until 8 o'clock this evening. That's brought to us by the National Weather Service. And the Kauai Emergency Management Agency has an urgent weather message that was issued at 4:57 this afternoon. A flash flood warning for the island. The warning may be extended, dropped, or modified as conditions develop. Please monitor your local media, like KKCR, for updates. And do not call Kauai Police at 911 unless you have an emergency. For weather updates, you may call 245-6001. And again, the number for road information is 241-1725. And we are the beginning of our second hour of the Community Advisory Board. The Community Advisory Board meeting for 2021. We will meet one more time before the end of the year, potentially even a third time if we really are so inclined and motivated. We meet as a group to listen to comments, concerns, field questions from our listening audience. And I am joined by Brother Josh in the booth and Laura Christine. Hey, here on this Monday, the last Monday of March.
Last Monday of March.
Yes.
What's this?
And the crystal ball says...
How does this thing work?
The eight ball has a magic window. And then when you rotate it over...
You have to ask a question.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. I got to ask him something.
Yeah, like, so. Will Donald Trump be reelected, will be elected president again?
In 2024.
Will Donald Trump be elected president in 2024?
Yeah. What does the magic eight ball say about that?
It is certain. Oh, no.
You heard it first.
It is certain.
It is certain.
The eight ball is spoken. Oh, my.
Just when you thought things were getting better.
Oh, boy. Come on, LC. Do us something
better. Will Dead & Company play Jazz Fest in October this year?
Oh, that's important.
Oh, here we go.
Most likely.
Yes. All right.
At least you got something to look forward to.
You ask an eight ball a question. 826-7771 if you want to stop all this nonsense.
There we go. Will I remain employed by the state or lose my job?
Wow.
Yeah, well, actually, I did receive my termination notice, so I...
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. You know, some things like that happen. What does it say? I need better light or...
You need my glasses?
I need something.
Glasses of magic. Here you go. Here's this. I was wondering what this magnifying glass is here.
Oh, there you go. That's why I carried that apple.
Here it is. I was just going to say, is Sherlock Holmes one of the DJs over here? Cause this,
what does that say?
Don't lose it. It's important.
Now you know why I lost my state job. I can't read.
It's upside down.
This makes for exciting radio.
This is the worst 8-ball ever. Hold it.
Something Mount Sources?
My sources?
You need more sources.
You need more sources.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, you need more.
It doesn't have enough information to make a show.
Yeah, I don't think it has enough information for that.
Mm.
That was a heavy question to ask.
Yeah, 8-ball. Right? The 8-ball, mm-hmm. Just 2 out of 3.
2 out of 3?
It says no.
It says no.
2 out of 3.
You're not going to lose your job.
You're not losing your job.
Oh, well, there you go. Dun, 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 dun.
It says my sources say no. That's what it says.
Oh, that's what it is. My sources say no.
My sources say no.
That's it.
Well, I don't believe that thing.
Yeah.
Except for the Jazz Fest.
Oh, man.
That was true.
Okay.
That is true.
I had hopes on that.
Here we go. We will bring
Trump 2024. MAGA 24.
This might be 2024. Let's just try it. Let's just see if we might. I'm always one for taking a risk.
This is the Kauai Emergency Management Agency with an urgent weather message. The National Weather Service has issued a flash flood warning for the island of Kauai. The warning may be extended, dropped, or modified as conditions develop. Please monitor your local media for updates. Please do not call Kauai Police 911 unless you have an emergency. For weather updates, you may call 245-6001. For information on road conditions and closures, you may call 241-1725. Mahalo.
To repeat this message, press star.
This is the Kauai Emergency Management Agency with an urgent weather message. The National Weather Service has issued a flash flood warning for the island of Kauai. The warning may be extended, dropped, or modified as conditions develop. Please monitor your local media for updates. Please do not call Kauai Police 911 unless you have an emergency. For weather updates, you may call 245-6001. For information on road conditions and closures, you may call 241-1725. Mahalo.
To repeat this message, press star.
This is the Kauai Emergency Management Agency.
Psych. Just having fun with you guys. Yeah, I actually thought that was a friend of ours doing the voiceover. We'll have to ask a former county employee who no longer is.
Yeah.
But he is definitely a spam risk.
That was an interesting call you got in there.
Yeah, right,
and it said spam risk on it.
Right there. I'm going to drop that. I'll drop that like a hot musubi.
Wow.
It's done. Wow. So... we're getting it from all over. All pay attention.
So, yeah. So it could be a little flooding.
A little flooding.
In the Hanalei area.
Can't go to Hanalei right now. Can't
get out. Can't get in.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's not a new story.
Oh, the dreaded wind and rain.
Turn around. Don't drown.
Yes.
I don't want to say that.
That's it. So we are under a flash flood watch. Flash flood warning.
Yeah.
Till 8 o'clock. Conditions may change. Road conditions are updated frequently. If you want to know the latest, give them a call. 241-1725.
Do you know the difference between a watch and a warning?
You know, a watch means that it might be happening. Pay attention. A warning is take care because it's happening.
You
are in the maelstrom.
Get out of the way.
Turn around.
You know, when I heard this morning when we got the first warning, and then followed quickly by the announcement over the intercom that Hanalei students would have to be leaving before lunch.
Because people that live in Princeville go to Hanalei school.
Yeah, there we go. Now my phone is just buzzing.
Hanalei school open up?
We'll let that go to voicemail.
Okay.
But I wondered, should I cancel today's cab meeting? And I thought, no, because it's...
Well, and we want to be here for people during emergencies. We don't want to stay home as broadcasters, as essential workers. It's kind of our responsibility.
I wanted to, you know, to Matt Proffs, to Marshall, set the bar high.
Yes.
To be kind of on air during these times.
Yeah.
So thanks, Marshall. And just thanks to all the volunteers that put in their time for the benefit of our listeners.
And also, like, have not being on air for half the island, and almost everyone has just shown up and done their show. You know, we are still online and stuff, but, you know, it's a lot to come up here and produce a show. It's not easy.
All right, right.
Music or talk or whatever. Mm-hmm. It all takes, you know, good
effort.
3 to 4 hour prep.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure a lot of your week is in planning your Thursday shows, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate all my volunteers so much.
Yeah. Me too. I appreciate that.
Because it's no money. You can't financially benefit in any way by doing a show here. It's like part of the rules. And they just do it because they want to.
Is it frowned upon? Or?
It's not frowned upon. It's you lose your show immediately.
You mean I have to return the money that was given me for.
You guys are so funny.
What about the money we paid
you guys should start a comedy tour on Kauai.
Yeah, and what would we call that show? Brother Josh and Jimbo.
We're so funny.
Yeah, we're so funny. We so lame.
We so lame. Bacon and peanut butter sandwiches.
I have no idea. So, folks, if you are not flooded and you can hear our voices and would like to join the conversation, the number is 826-7771. We would love to hear from you.
You can
share anything you'd like to share.
I'm really concerned for the, the community out there, because they're just under so much stress. It's like one crisis to the next.
They're not getting any breaks.
Yeah, there's no breaks between. You know what I mean? And like, to me, like forget.
That's how you make America great again.
Forget about the wet, soggy like houses and rugs and like. But just the constant like trauma from this emergency crisis to the next crisis to the next, and like you know, that's just Honolulu. They're going through their thing, but even some other places down like Koloa, some other areas with the flooding, like a lot of us in the community just going through like one thing after another right now, and I'm just wondering like is there gonna be one moment like how you said like the 9/11 moment, like is there gonna come that type of moment again, or is there gonna be some kind of buffering that gonna happen, you know what I mean, how's the relief gonna come? You know what I mean, for this, because it's not in the form of like government.
Yeah, not another $1,400 check.
Yes, not the stimulus is that's going to help with this, because like how does how is the community going to come together? How is that going to happen?
I think that Honolulu and North, they're very resilient.
Right.
And I mean, I couldn't believe how fast they had food going out there.
Right.
And people getting out that needed to get out.
Like just turned it on.
Immediate. You know, Malamapono guys and all kinds of people, just, you know, Joel Guy, those guys, Honolulu Initiative, they're just working like they're pros at it. Like they could tour to other areas and show them how to do it now that they've been doing it so much.
Mm-hmm.
I think that community resilience is on all their minds, and that they're doing, you know, better than could be expected, I think.
Well, and I think that's something that we as a community, a broader, you know, as the county, as the island of Kauai, should really like kind of look at ways that we can be more like Joel.
Right.
You know what I mean? Be more like Honolulu Initiative, be more like, you know, make sure that you have a Malamakauai drop-off center in your neighborhood.
Right.
You know, so that...
And be planning for ahead, you know, so that when it happens, you're not spending 4 days trying to figure out what to do. That they had zero time. From the minute that they realized it was an issue, they were on it. That there was boats, there was a schedule, there was things happening.
Right.
And I'm pretty impressed with them.
It is impressive. right? That they're just kind of like dialed in.
Because they had to, you know, the 2018 and you know, all the ones before that. But then the 2018 one was just so ridiculous, like them being cut off for a year or whatever it was with all those roads closed and the caravans. And, like, I met someone last Monday. I gave him my computer, and they live in Wainiha. Larry Kopeski, great computer guy.
I was going to say, gosh, that was really generous of you. You just gave somebody from Wainiha a computer?
Yeah, well, to fix it.
Well, now I get it.
And but, you know, he's like, oh, I only have so much time, you know, because I got to, because you got to get in and out when you can. Right. And I go, oh, I'm sorry about that. And he's like, we're used to it. We did it for a year. You know, it's like nothing. You know, just the whole caravan thing.
Yeah.
Price for paradise.
Right.
It's too beautiful down there. Mm-hmm. That's why it's all happening. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They get to live in such an extra beautiful place.
It's their
place.
Penance.
for being so lucky to live in the most beautiful place.
Yeah.
I'm joking. It's not funny.
It's not funny.
No.
But we can chuckle about these things.
I definitely
things.
Won't be going on tour with you guys.
Yeah.
It's true. Hey, today's Millicent Cummings' birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Millicent.
Happy birthday, Millicent. Former Kauai Community Radio volunteer. Used to do the Kauai Live, actually, for a little bit.
She's a great musician.
She's a fantastic musician.
Where does she
talented,
live now?
Talented artist and mother. And she is the Wahine Fest founder, organizer.
Nice.
Yeah. And she is residing on
Wahine
the Big
Fest.
Island.
Big Island.
Yeah.
What is this Wahine Festival?
And Josh wants to go.
Yeah.
it's a big issue, this Wahine Fest.
Yeah, the Wahine Fest was like it sounds. It was like this gathering of the ladies.
The ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Right on.
And
in an empowering way.
Oh, yeah.
And
musicians. All female musicians.
Okay.
You know, I mean, it wasn't exclusive. You could have gone if you wanted to.
No, yeah.
If you knew about it, right? I could have gone if I wanted to. Beekeeping or something. I don't know. There's a number of them, right?
It wasn't exclusively Wahine, but it was celebrating Wahine.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
I think
that's
we need
your
more,
kind of festival.
I think we need more of that. Yeah, I think we need more of the celebrating of Wahine.
When are we going to start having festivals?
Yeah,
I can't wait.
We need
festivals. So
I know Thomas was talking about that on the show not too long ago. I was like, hey, we used to do these things.
The last concert I went to, I think it was with Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Oahu and saw...
Ween.
I want to say Les Claypool, but that's not it. Oh, Jack White. In this little bar in Honolulu. It was
in
great.
Oahu.
Yeah.
Nice.
And it was just him. It wasn't the White Stripes.
Oh, yeah.
It was, I can't remember the band. Starts with an R. But
The Red Stripes.
No. Rankin Tours.
Uh-huh.
It was so loud.
Yeah, I bet.
And I just went, gosh, I'm so old. Like, I used to be young and right up front, and now I'm way in the back.
Why don't you just turn the hearing aid off or something?
Yeah, exactly.
Turn it off.
Exactly. But it was super fun.
Super fun.
And I miss going to concerts.
Yeah. Yeah.
What else do you miss?
I miss being able to see my kid whenever I want to see my kid and him not having to quarantine to hang out with me
because
he moved to California.
Where's Jackson at?
He's in Chico. He's moving to Sacramento next week.
Really?
Week after, yeah.
Down the 99.
Right. Yep. That's right. I went to Chico State.
Did you?
For 5 years. And then...
And what's he doing up in Chico?
And I was like, I'm going to raise my kid somewhere super cool. I can't believe my parents raised me where they raised me, you know. And I come to Kauai.
Because you're in the Bay Area, yeah?
Yeah, but I was in the East Bay. And, and so I raised my son, born and raised Kauai. What does he do?
Moves back to Chico.
Moves to Chico. I'm like, what? Like, how does that work? Like,
back to my roots. I'll go back to my roots.
Never been there in his life. He's like, I'm moving to Chico, Mom.
At least it wasn't like Visalia.
I thought he was going to go to Santa Cruz. I mean, Chico and Visalia are there. They're pretty much the same.
Now, one's in Northern California. The other one's in Central California. In the valley. They're both in the valley.
They're both in the valley.
They both get brutally hot.
Super hot, mm-hmm. You know. I mean, there's good things about Chico. I don't want to just Chico. I loved it there. I had a great time. But I never went back. I mean,
Were you a golden bear?
No, I was at dead shows. I don't even know if they had sports there.
Sure they did. They had, you know, Ultimate Frisbee and Hacky Sack.
They had really cool racquetball courts there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That's
I considered I going to Chico State.
Yeah, it was so inexpensive.
Right.
My rent was $70 a month for a nice two-bedroom, two-bath.
At the time, I think we could have bought a house for $45.
Yeah.
There were two-bedroom homes not far out of town.
Right. It is, and, you know, it's a college town, so.
Right.
You know,
that was our idea. Like, we'll buy a house there and then rent it out afterwards.
Right.
So that
young 20-year-olds can wreck your house every year.
Party.
Not an experimental
And when I was there, it got voted number one party school in the nation. And we actually had a riot. Like, it was crazy.
I was at that riot. No, I'm just kidding.
In 88?
No. But that was around that time.
It was 86, like, maybe, I think. Mm. But anyway,
I was conceived at
when did you
That's what we were talking about, what we missed.
When did you graduate high school?
83.
Wow. That dates us, huh?
I know.
Ronald Reagan was president.
Yeah. And I remember my grandma came to my college graduation, and I had a blow-up punch doll, you know, a huge blow-up punch was Ronald Reagan. And she was so offended. She's a Republican.
Oh, yeah.
And I, you know, is not
a little radical, lefty.
Yes.
College.
Bad girl.
Elitist.
So bad.
What'd you get your degree in?
Computer science. And then
you were at the cutting edge, huh?
Yeah. I was like one of the only girls
that program.
In the whole program.
Mm-hmm.
And I graduated and moved here, where it was 100% useless.
Yeah.
No one even had a computer on this island. Like, four people had a computer here in 1988.
Hence, LolaWheeler.com was one of those tough startups.
It was a tough startup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you still do that kind of work?
No.
None?
Not at all.
I'm full-time here.
You are just a station manager, general manager.
You know, computers are really hard to keep
updated
running here.
Oh.
Unless you have, you know, air conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
They die all the time. And then so I used to try to fix people's computers, and then I switched to websites, and I was doing websites.
Yeah.
No more hardware work. And
is that because of humidity?
Yeah. Okay. And the salt.
Oh, salt's a big one
in the air. Yeah, it's just hard here.
Yeah,
so
and
you know, they're so important to people. Right, it's really, you know, when you can't fix it or,
right.
I don't know, I just...
Right.
Oh, you didn't want that pressure.
It's very, you know, I went to someone's house at Kalihibai, they were down by the beach.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, I just want you to help me make a business card. And I was like, okay. And then she's like, we finished, and then she was like, oh, could you just check out my keyboard or something? And I reached behind her computer, I didn't even, you know, hardly touch anything, and then it was just...
Never worked again.
You know, like, I was like, oh, my God, like, the mouse stopped working, and that's a bad sign. And then, you know, I spent, like, an hour and a half making it work, and then I'm, like, stepping away. And I'm like, I'm out.
My. Yeah, right? I do not.
That's when I decided to do websites instead.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had some friends that straight out of high school went and got work in, you know, kind of, the Silicon Valley.
Yeah, that's what I was supposed to do, and I didn't.
Right.
And one of them, you know, I don't know, I can't remember what the Heald Technical School or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, all of a sudden he was like, you know, working totally hard. Everybody was just kind of partying, and he was just like, but he got in. I mean, he's retired now.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, I got a couple of those friends, too.
Right, one of the
they're
older
just
brothers.
Laughing at me. They're going, well, you live on Kauai, so what if you're poor?
They were like, in the first, their Apple number was
they're
like
still miserable,
48
yeah.
or right. something like that.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, oh, he's living on Maui.
Yeah, the first Mac came out when I was in college. My roommate got one. I remember.
That little cube, right?
Yeah, a little super cute little thing, yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of long and had a little screen on over
yeah.
and
the bottom part.
All in one.
Yeah, all it was like the iMac almost. Yeah, my dad had one of those.
Right?
Yeah. My dad got one of those. Exactly. Yeah.
The good old days.
Yeah. No, I was going to say, which one was Ronald Reagan, the yellow one or the orange one? But I remember that was Bert and Ernie when I came up. That was Bert and Ernie.
Reagan looks good now.
He's a hero. You know who looks really good now?
Bernie?
Richard Nixon. Yeah. Because if it wasn't for Richard Nixon, we wouldn't have the EPA. We wouldn't have the Clean Water Act.
You know, yeah. And like, when you look at what he got ousted for, it was so minor, like, compared to all the stuff that goes on these days.
Right.
It seems like nothing. Like, what? You were, like, kind of spying on your competition? Duh, everyone does that, right?
Don't
like,
they?
It's, you know, there was no...
Isn't that just par for the course?
Predator stuff. Yeah. There was no lying. There was no stealing. Like,
there was. We just didn't know about it.
Right.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. And you know, we have a half hour.
Let's not devolve into politics.
We can save that for Thursday.
Yes.
We're still talking about
KKCR.
And our community advisory board.
And we was doing some condolences for what we lost in 2020.
Oh, yeah. You know, what do we miss?
What do I miss? I guess it's been interesting. I mean, I guess missing students in class, like the way it used to be. I miss my mom, for sure. My mom and sister who passed in this past...
Your sister and your mom.
And my sister and my mom.
Wow. Yeah.
In the last 6 months, actually.
Not from COVID.
No, neither one. Neither one. Both, you know, just, if you will, weird Alzheimer-related.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Degradation for my sister, really tough, because she was so young and her condition went really from... I mean, just... I hate sometimes my Facebook memories of you know, and I always went home for a week during summer and fall break or spring break. One of those breaks, I'd go spend some time with family in Santa Cruz and, you know, hang out. And so I've been, if you will, that's at all times, whether it was last fall break, summer, obviously, and then just now. We had our spring break, and it was just kind of like, a year ago. This is when it was all coming to...
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I guess it's mostly like the school thing that was kind of...
Your work changed so much.
So much. Like, last summer, I really struggled because it was, like, unknown what was it going to be like.
Yeah.
And we just went through this weird 10-week period after... spring break, where we were going to go back to school, and then it was like, no, we're not going to go back to school.
Right.
And then it was like reality of like, what does a pandemic mean
right.
when you have this kind of government intrusion that says, you cannot do these things.
Mm.
You know, when we were driving and we were talking about how, there was a curfew.
Right.
You know, I think it was Dr. K's and mine second show after... And we got not pulled over, but we had to, you know, we got detoured and you know, the
had to say you were essential.
What was the term you used? The OFH
OFH occupied forces.
Yeah, the occupied forces of Hawaii. You know, when you know, it became clear, like, wow, you know, and the Army National Guard, those folks are still cruising the island, checking up on people. And, you know, just at the beginning with folks being, you know, so, you know, if you will, adamant that this was a plandemic, that this was just a hoax, that we're all being, you know, fooled by, you know, big government and corporate greed.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean,
not fooled, but maybe more not controlled, but like, I don't like to use the word coddled either, though, but like, you know what I mean? Almost like Big Brother Knows Best kind of deal.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I mean? Where it's, we have this good intention of trying to keep you alive, but in the meantime, and how we're going to do that is we're going to take away a lot of your other risk possibilities.
Right.
Your potential to harm yourself, we take all those away. And those potentials is gathering and, you know, all that stuff, right?
The nanny state dictated.
No, but the crazy part was when they had this this incident with George Floyd, and then all of a sudden the professionals, the medical people were saying, like, racism is more of an harm to national health than COVID is. And they had let all this, protesting and demonstrating
happen. I think a lot of the protesters were wearing masks. I went to the one here on Kauai. About everyone was wearing a mask.
But, I mean, even with the whole, like, from lockdown to just, like, you know what I mean? Like, that was a weird stance from the medical. To me, the medical guys, when they came in, like, the doctors came in and said, you know, the whole thing with this is more harmful than the COVID. To me, I was like, wow, that's just, I don't know what's going on now. Mm-hmm. With these doctors using their health, professional health stance to assess this cultural thing that's happening. And then what happened to this deadly virus? This deadly virus. To me, that like went way out. That's when I was like,
what's going on here?
Yeah, I was like, cancel Netflix, cancel everything else. Real life is about to get started. You know what I mean? Real life, reality TV is hit right now because
streaming live.
Yeah, nothing is better than what's going on the YouTube and on everybody's live feeds right now with the world and with all of the little feuds, the red blues, the left rights, the vax, no vax, with all of this. All of this talk, there's so much entertainment value out there because everybody's nonsense. There's nobody making any sense. Like all of the professionals even, you know what I mean? And then all of the misinformation from the media guys. And like, I was just like, wow, this is
so much misinformation.
So much. So much.
Yeah. And I was
I was like, oh God, Kauai's great. And I'm glad Kauai is being safe. And then my son wanted to come, and he called me, and he's like, oh, I don't want to quarantine for 14 days, Mom. I'm not coming. You know, and I'm like, this is terrible. We're yeah. we're being
treated
like
babies.
We're
living in North Korea now.
Yeah, this is terrible. They should just let my son come home. Yeah. So I kind of like, you know, I'm not trying to say that. I'm just saying how I felt, you know. I felt safe.
How it impacted you.
Yeah, and then when I felt it was like, you know, like he should be able to come and stay with me and not have to quarantine for 14 days, you know, then I suddenly felt like, oh, maybe it was too much. And then I can see all sides of it.
Yeah.
It's hard. I'm really grateful I'm not going to call me. It was hard enough navigating this place as the manager and what to do and what... Kawakami, like, he was never going to please everyone.
Right.
Yeah, you know, there's no way, there's no exactly right answer. No one knows what, right. You know, would have made it.
But at least we were somewhat spared the, if you will, harmful, the if you will, that kind of casualty laden.
Very low count, you know, like, yeah, Freddie went to New York, and it was like 8% of the people were getting it.
Right.
And
LA was almost a quarter.
And there's so many people there, you know, so 8% of, you know, 20 million or however many people live in Rochester, you know. So, yeah, I think we don't even realize how lucky we are, those of us that haven't left.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was the most interesting thing I noticed was like the places we could get our information from or like was just getting shut down, like Facebook, YouTube, like was like the only place you can get your information from is one of these news outlets, like on, you know, MSNBC, CNN, or whatever, you know. And to me, I was like that's, you know, that's kind of interesting, you know, especially when a lot of them was, you know what I mean, like you already know that plenty of them media outlets either like left or right, you know what I'm saying, and so they
and KKCR, we have all of them.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So
we run the gamut here.
Yeah, so to silence, to kind of not have, you know, those alternative voices.
Well, Facebook was always on.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there was a bunch of, you know, like there was like dropping people from Facebook and YouTube from speaking. You know,
the president,
No. I mean, like doctors and like nurses and whatever.
Oh.
Like, people that was like close to the thing.
Alternate.
To, trying to talk about their experiences. You know what I mean? They wanted to control the narrative. Because at one point there was people like just showing up of like empty hospitals. Like, I don't know. I don't know. And that's the weird thing too. Is like you don't know what to really trust. But then when you supposedly like these guys is doctors, plenty of doctors, and when they're not allowed to have a debate about them where we can figure out who's like what we like decide, you know, it's just we just being fed online, you know, just being, and I think I think that it played out throughout the whole pandemic, and then just kind of carried on with the whole like the whole protests and riot stuff, and then it had just gone right into the whole you know, election and all that, and even to till now we have like hard time figuring out what to make sense of what's going on. You
right.
know what I mean?
We have to ask the crystal ball.
We still ask you the magic eight
ball. The eight ball doesn't have the right answer.
Figure out what's going on.
My sources say your sources are questionable.
Right. Like, you cannot go to CNN or you cannot go to MSNBC for them. You know, like, you gotta go to both of them, but then you gotta kind of think like they both kind of playing against each other. So where's the, you know what I mean? And then you try and look for other
You watch Fox and parties. CNBC and then figure out where the middle is.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? Because they pretty much both slanted, right? And then you try and look maybe around the world what they say, you know what I mean, to try and figure out what is going on, you know what I mean? Because it seems like there's all these agendas, but you know that you know, like somebody has to be able to make sense of it, you know, like
right.
put all these things together, like
someone you can trust.
Or
like Walter Cronkite.
You know, I don't know.
Right, back in the day, everyone believed him.
Right, and you just had like kind of like three like kind of flavors of that. Right, you had the ABC guys, you had the CBS guys, and you had the
Tom
NBC
Brokaw.
Guys. Right. Or
Dan Rather.
Dan Rather.
Yeah. Right. I follow him on Twitter. Peter I like Jennings. Dan Rather.
Yeah. Peter well, Jennings. And, you know, what was the other guy, you know, John Chancellor.
Mm-hmm.
And David
You ever
Brinkley.
Watch BBC News?
Yeah, I think, yeah, I've been trying.
You think they're more correct?
Well, yeah. I don't know, but they give another angle to them, but I think they're mostly liberal, though. They're mostly, you know, liberal. But, yeah, I try to get my news from all over. Like, I even try and get them from, like, Middle East area, you know, like, and like
Syrian
China.
News.
Yeah, like Al Jazeera and all that stuff. Yeah. And, like, the China, you know, like, just to kind of get more perspectives on what the rest of people are seeing in there. Because, the lockdowns in the other countries is way more harsh than like the Philippines. You know what I mean? And India was
New Zealand. Like, people still haven't been home.
Right, even New Zealand.
Here we go. We did generate a phone call. Yeah.
All right.
And caller, you are live on the air.
Perfect. Yeah. Oh yeah, I was hearing her making opinions about the various news sources, and I was going to say that I think this guy named Anderson Cooper on CNN is pretty level-headed and down the middle. And I also think the BBC news reporting is pretty down the middle.
Yeah.
I just wanted to add that to your conversation.
No, I thank you for
you,
adding
you don't
that.
Think Anderson Cooper is as liberal?
I think she's...
Pardon me?
Did I lose her?
I don't...
You're breaking up a little, Sacha.
I said I don't think he's pushing a liberal agenda. I think he's reporting on the news. I think he's pretty down the middle.
Yeah. What about when he said something about the like a turtle on his back flailing?
I didn't hear that. What was that?
I wish I could remember the line. He was talking about Trump's.
What was the symbology of that?
It was something about how he was just so inept and he couldn't even get right once he got discombobulated.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying I love Anderson Cooper, but I'm very liberal, so.
Yeah. Well, I think Anderson Cooper is a kind of a moderate type of guy, that, and I don't think he's pushing a real liberal agenda or a, and definitely not conservative.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like a lot of news is opinion news. It's not like just the facts, you know,
right.
Like, and letting you decide.
Gives a lot of facts.
No, I agree with you. Anderson's probably one of the better ones. Yeah.
It's it's almost like they need to create some kind of scandal within their reporting to get.
It used to be that they just reported the news, but most of the shows today that we're talking about, MSNBC and CNN, the Fox. Those are editorialized to the political point of view.
I agree.
But I would say Anderson Cooper is he's a little more neutral than most.
Yeah, he's a better journalist. Yeah.
Yeah,
I agree.
Anyway, I just was joining in the conversation. Don't let me interrupt.
Well, what is the pandemic made you miss the most?
The pandemic made me miss.
Yeah. What do you miss about how things used
to
be?
I mean, the only thing I find difficult is that it means the stores have been closed, and I like to go to work.
Yeah.
I miss going to work and participating in my normal life.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So those are the biggest things.
That, and plus the highway getting closed in Holloway, that's another one, they're all bummer. But getting cut off from normal life, that's all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Getting cut off from normal life.
It's a big deal.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
But you know, you have to sort of create a new normal life, which is a little bit odd.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you have a good attitude.
Right.
I like you.
Okay, my dear.
Well, stay positive, sister. Thanks for joining the conversation.
Okay, aloha.
Aloha. Yeah, this is back to the news source. PBS NewsHour is probably the most played news program I don't know. It's one, I have no TV, so it's all through my phone or my computer. There's no commercials, which I just absolutely love.
Right.
There's no interruption to the stream. And it's usually just information with very little opinion and more analysis. And sure, the analysis has a bias, whoever's...
Right.
You know, but there is... You know, from Judy Woodruff, who seems to, you know, all of a sudden she was probably like back when politically correct wasn't so politically correct, but people were recognizing like, wow, we should have a woman as a co-anchor. And, you know, Barbara Walters kind of helped push that forward. Yeah. But Judy Woodruff was, you know, she was Jim Lehrer's kind of like, all right, we've got a woman. We got some Wahine Fest going on PBS now.
And I think the reason you can say that is because it's not about ratings and money.
Right?
Right, back then.
You know? No, not, PBS, still today.
Oh, PBS, oh, yeah.
Just like us, you know?
Like, right.
We're not doing this because... We're getting rich from it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but that's what CNN's doing, and that's what that's what Fox News is doing, and that's what
the
every
business
other
model.
Corporate
news service.
Well, yeah, their business model is more entertainment than education.
Yeah, because that's how they make money.
Yeah, that's well, and I think this is what people need to realize now is that a lot of the news sources that they're looking at is, you know, entertainment value, and
it's your own echo chamber.
Right. And so to get educated, you need more, you know, almost more input, more sources. You know, you need more sources to gather from. So it's almost like
or not for profit sources, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, because the for profit sources are always going to be telling you
have agenda, have some kind of
telling you something to make you watch tomorrow. Like that's their point is they want you to keep watching. That's their biggest goal,
is
that you keep watching now and watch tomorrow and the next day and the next day. That's what they want.
Well, isn't that part of the lawsuit against Fox News by Dominion voting machines? Because Dominion is saying that Fox, in order to reclaim their viewers that they lost because they made an early projection of Arizona going to Biden... That then Fox decided to if you will, prime the pump with misinformation about the voting machine
to keep people watching,
being influenced by Hugo Chavez, and that they're switching the
right.
you know the results, right? The ridiculousness of it. How absurd is it, right? And the absurdity of life has been really brought to our attention through the political process as well as the pandemic.
Yeah. It's been crazy mm-hmm. couple of years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. And it's almost like part of the economics for like the news sources is almost like that's kind of trickled into like academics too.
Oh.
In a sense, yeah, where...
Oh, because you get grants from Monsanto
right.
and like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, you have to do the more culturally PC thing, you know what I mean, the trendier
right.
thing, you know what I mean?
The privatization of education and
Yeah, exactly. And
news.
And, like, the research and, like, how scientists got to get peer-reviewed and how, you know, it's kind of like a... It's an industry on whether or not they, you know... So speaking of like drugs and like vaccines or whatever, like it's all part of like when I don't like to say cartel or something, but it's an organized, it's an industry, it's an industry institution almost, and it's gotten big to the point where it's kind of old and needs to reevaluate, but part of the economic incentives, it has made it like bad for the community, because we're supposed to be getting the best from the smartest people. We're supposed to be producing the best stuff and not like trying to like make money off of stuff, you know what I mean? Because they gotta risk like figuring out stuff that is unknown, and that might not be profitable, but if they kind of go to those edges, then we get like stagnant. You know, and like we end up just remaking the iPhones over and over. Like there's no major innovation.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And so I think that has happened.
I know. And when you know, in order to get in a good school, there's a whole system of if you give me $100,000, your daughter's guaranteed a spot. Like
right.
necessarily, the daughter isn't the brightest mind that
right.
deserved that spot. Like so much money.
Yeah.
Changes everything.
Right. It really does.
Yeah.
It's the biggest influence other than love.
Wow. Bigger than religion.
Money?
Yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Yeah,
but not bigger than love.
No.
No. In my mind.
Yeah.
It competes, though.
You know, for some people, it's bigger.
It's, yeah.
It's true.
But it
right.
is one of those... It is like religion and money. Those are like almost like mind ideas. Like it's almost like one idea we get in our heads, but then it almost also evolves with us as we
over a period of time.
Yeah,
because sure.
if you look at how money had evolved and how religion constantly evolves, so we kind of have a point where most of us have thrown religion out. And it's almost like throwing the baby out with the bathwater in some sense, where how you can it's hard to recreate something from scratch once you throw everything out the window.
Mm-hmm.
You come back and you find you got to recreate something, and it's actually harder than people think to come up with your own like moral beliefs, you know, like your own
sure.
ethics, your own
sure.
ethical morals. You know what I mean? Like it's harder.
Again, it's that's the part where people are like, oh, it's just easy, sheeple. It's easy just to go with the flow,
right.
what everyone else is doing. So you're right. I agree
it's
with you.
It's hard to come up with morals and ethics on your own without some other foundation. And so because we're so smart, rational thinking in the Western world with enlightenment and all that, religion was kind of chucked out during the, I don't know, 70s maybe. That's when they said the awakening or whatever.
I'm going to blame it on John Lennon.
Okay, yeah, he could have been
bigger
the Beatles.
Than Jesus Christ.
Could have been, but it was happening like, you know what I mean? They said
before that,
is, yeah,
Elvis was definitely pushing the...
They said this is why we had like World War I and World War II. You know what I mean? It was because of God and the religion went out the window for for like humanity. And so we haven't like rebooted it, and so we're kind of stuck in this, trying to figure out what's the, you know. And unfortunately, most people went to like money is the new like that's the religion, you know. That's the, you know, currency is the new almighty, mm-hmm. you know, almighty dollar. That's where we went. So you can see in our society now with our social media, it's just full of narcissism, you know, full of...
We've had this conversation.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Full of selfie, you know, narcissism, mm-hmm. and that's because, you know, when you, you know, there's no main head guy, and so you become your head, you know, you become the head god or whatever, and that's just me. I gotta be the greatest, you know what I mean? And I gotta be the most positive, and I gotta be the most enlightened person so that I can... You know, I can achieve whatever I need, so I gotta fill myself up with positive thoughts. You know, and like I gotta have a positive thinking mind to achieve all
mm-hmm,
this.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, I doing all this, you know, by myself, you know, for myself. You know, we kind of in a grand way. That's kind of how we had swallowed it.
Cousin Rich Bud's here.
You know, hi everybody.
Hey, Cousin Rich.
Welcome. We understand that this is one of your last shows. Dang, isn't that crazy?
Uh-huh.
How long have you been a volunteer at Kauai Community Radio?
18 years, I believe.
Wow.
Something like that, yeah.
18 years.
Yeah, I was in training, and the jazz DJ and the classical DJ quit the same week. It was like, whoa.
Opportunity knocked twice.
Opportunity is not a lengthy visitor. Yeah. There, what I've had... Such a good time. The people, the Ohana here, the community, all the volunteers.
Yeah.
It's a real special place.
It really is.
Yeah.
You know,
it's and during a pledge drive, you all get to meet everybody on a rotating basis because you come in to answer phones and you may not see the morning people.
Right.
Now and then. Mm-hmm. But it's just been a joy. And
we're going to miss you so
thank
much.
Thank you. I'm going to miss KKCR.
And are you leaving off-island for...
We're leaving off-island for Santa Fe and
it's
Chicago. Yeah, it's
right?
Happening.
I mean, I know it's been in the works for
yeah,
a while.
Yeah, yeah. My last show is Sunday.
Yeah.
My classical Easter show, so... Yeah.
We'll be listening
I'm
in.
I'm going to be missing everybody here a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
So...
Well, we'll have to do some, if you will, guest VJing over the...
Right on, Daddy-O.
over the intranet. We can do that.
So just keep KKCR growing and moving forward.
Yeah.
That's all I ask.
Amen.
So, hallelujah.
I'll work
right
with
on.
That.
Yeah. All right. And Laura, you're doing a wonderful job.
Amen, right?
Uh-huh.
Stellar.
Yeah.
I mean, you've seen a lot of general managers
yeah,
in your time.
Yeah, but I do miss your show, though.
Oh,
no, the Ketlow show. That was pretty groovy.
You sat in on a Friday Mardi Gras
yeah.
review.
Yeah.
Really
it's nice
that.
Having you back on the air.
Mm-hmm. I did the last two. I was
right.
Kevin Swamp Daddy
But
Rogers.
Your Ketlow show was H.O.T.
It was, right?
All right, everybody.
Cousin Rich, you'll be here in minutes, and we're winding
yeah.
down.
Yay. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, thank
great
you.
Great show, Jimmy.
I really appreciate you staying the whole time and adding so much, if you will, color.
Five.
Color conversation, all that good stuff. And we are
next cap show.
We don't have we don't have enough time for any phone calls, so I'm just gonna suggest you will have to wait for our next cap show, and I'll let you know when that is, because it's coming up kind of soon. Again, it's the fifth Monday of the month. And that's in the month of May.
I'm going to just say hugs. Hugs is what I miss of 2020, right?
Right, the big hugs.
The big hugs, right?
Playing music, live music.
That.
I never realized
we can resurrect that.
That
in the
playing with the boys.
2022.
Mm-hmm.
Hugs.
Hugs. There we go. Well, let's pull up Cousin Rich's scheme here so Cousin Rich can come in and make it happen.
I will.
Are we? Because I'm. Are we? Can you dig it? Or are we sunset?
Can you dig it?
Can you dig it? You think I would know that by now, right? And listeners, thanks for hanging with us, Brother Josh. Thanks for adding to the conversation. Really do appreciate the calls. Here we go. Did I get it? Kauai Smoke, Huki Lau Lanai, Kauai Marine and Mower. Coming your way. I don't even have an outro ready to go.
Okay.
So, Cousin Rich, when you want me out of the way, you're just going to say, all right, Cousin Jimmy, it's time to go with the flow. Or I'll just do kind of like the, it's not dead air, if you can still hear my voice. And it's not dead air. It's really just the sound of the radio guy. Because when I was...
You still got these on?
When I was young, radio was sound.
Just sound.
Sound. And that's what you're going to hear on the radio. Sound. And a live DJ, the, if you will, man behind the mask. Cousin Rich, all the way from Kilauea on a Monday afternoon.
Right on, Jimmy. Nice to see you. And thank you, Brother Joss. Great show. Yeah, Cab, keep it going. And keep KKCR growing and moving forward.
You'll be joining us.
Right on. I sure will. All right, everybody. Can You Dig It Jazz? KKCR Hanalei. KAQA Kilauea.